So, yeah, Crash and I had a chance to catch up with Austin Dillon a few days ago. And turns out dude's a pretty badass ball player.
And, of course, this hour brought to you by good friends at Phoenix Raceway. Go to phoenixraceway.com. Coming up next weekend, the Phoenix Fan Shield 500, the 6th, 7th, and 8th of March. Be there. Be a part of the Freak Nation. It's going to be 75 degrees, partly cloudy skies, a lot of people drinking beers, having a damn good time. One of these dudes you're going to be seeing on the track, drive the number 3 RCR Cup car. Austin Dillon joining us here in the Freak Nation. And earlier today, Austin, we saw you hitting a little BP, throwing some pitches. I'm a little disappointed, though. You're wearing a freaking Padres uni. Why weren't you wearing a Diamondbacks uni, bro?
Bro, I've acquired a lot of jerseys over my time, throwing out first pitches and doing NASCAR promotions. So I'm going to create a wall one day of all the jerseys, and it's going to be pretty epic.
But hold on a second. You represented the Southeast for the Little League World Series back in your day. I had no idea. So you've got some pretty serious talent when it comes to baseball, too.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm the residential baseball first pitch thrower outer for NASCAR, because they're afraid to put anybody else out here because they might skip it across or create a viral video.
No, seriously, who would be the worst? Clint Bowyer might be the most fun if he does something crazy, but who would be pretty bad with a baseball, do you think?
Well, I mean, have you seen Brad Keselowski with a basketball?
Yeah, that's
where I was going.
Done.
But hold on a second. Let's just back up just a second there. Austin Dillon, number 3 cup pilot for RCR, joining us here in the Freak Nation. What if I come over to your pits and I'm wearing like a big Stuart Haas racing T-shirt and I love Tony Stewart and Kevin Harvick and Clint Bowyer? It's like you're wearing a Padres uni in Phoenix. It's kind of like in your face, Diamondbacks.
Yeah, you'd probably give me a little crap and we just go on about our day. You know what I mean? It'd be... be what it be, I guess. I guess your choice, right? I mean, I got given it. It was nice. If I didn't give you that Stuart Haas stuff, then I can't really say anything. This was a gift to me, so I accepted the gift and rocked the new thread.
Yeah. And I will say this. Those chocolate and yellow unis of the Padres, I mean, that's retro and badass.
Oh, they're really cool. And plus, I got a new gift, and it's their new camo jersey. Mm. I haven't rocked it yet, but I'll definitely be. I might be a Padres fan just because of how good the swag is.
Up your game, Diamondbacks. Yeah. Up your game.
What pro teams do you follow in Carolina? What's the closest team to you?
Oh, man. Well, so to tell you the truth, I'm not a Diamondbacks fan at all. I'm a Braves fan.
Yep.
I'm a huge Rays fan. So just because I go into Braves games as a kid, my other teams are Carolina Panthers and the Charlotte Hornets. Hornets, we're rebuilding. I guess the best thing you can say about them. And Panthers are about to go in a rebuild too, it seems like.
Austin Dillon joining us here in the Freak Nation. What do you think? What kind of heater could you hit? Could you knock down a 70, 75 mile an hour fastball?
Nah, man. We're looking around like I'm probably more of a 65. I'll go with 65. That's honest. I hit that a minute ago on the gun. Just mess around. I got a bad shoulder. I heard it playing basketball, but I got good form. It's just I can really smoke a knuckleball, though. Like, my knuckleball is wicked. It make you buckle.
Hey, Madison Bumgarner, a.k.a. Mason Saunders, was popped for a little bit of rodeo, a little bit of calf roping. Would Richard ever say anything to you about doing a little moonlighting with rodeoing or playing a little pick-me-up softball or baseball on the side?
Man, I don't know. You mean playing baseball on the side?
Yeah. What if you played a little AAA, a little single A baseball?
Oh, he'd be fine with that, I think. You know, he'd probably be wanting me to focus more on racing, obviously. But I think he'd be okay with it if I was getting paid. You know what I mean? He wouldn't want me going out there and making a fool of myself.
Hold on, though. Austin Dillon joining us here in the Freak Nation. Gaming is huge now. And obviously, so many games have become large over the last couple of years, Fortnite being one of them. You and Chase Elliott can make a second career at Fortnite from what we saw at the beginning of this month.
I did. I had a fun time playing with those guys. It's amazing when you play with professionals in anything. And these guys are professional gamers, and I was just kind of running around with them, trying to not look stupid or be made fun of. But they have a huge following. I like gaming. Gaming is fun. And I tell you what I'm really enjoying right now, if you haven't checked out, the iRacing League. Mm-hmm. Team Dillon has a iRacing team. We got a couple guys, Michael Guest, Blake Reynolds, that ran really well. I mean, last night, I think in the iRacing League race, Blake finished ninth in our Coca-Cola car. So it's a fun, you need to check it out. If you haven't checked out iRacing, you need to give it a look.
Yeah, we know a little bit about iRacing, Austin Dillon.
In fact, Team Dillon Management, by the way, on Twitter.
And for those who don't know, you have to purchase these charters. You have to purchase these teams in iRacing, correct?
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate. We locked in as a charter this year. Our first year was last year, and Blake was our driver, and he did a good job and finished top four in the championship. So we locked him up for this year, and hopefully we get even better results this year from him.
I think it was the end of last year or maybe the beginning of this calendar year. There were a lot of people on social media who were getting a little bit scared that iRacing or any sort of digital racing could take away sponsorship from actual asphalt racing, you know, in-car racing. Can you explain how it will not and how they can both coexist?
Well, I think it's just an additional option for the partners in our sport to check out another audience. You know what I mean? I mean, there's nothing that's ever going to replace getting on a real track, racing real cars, the factor of a wreck, and then just getting it done after 500 miles. But iRacing's a good tool, and it's entertaining to watch. They don't have an aero issue like we do in the cars, but they can run really close together out there, and still it takes a lot of talent to do what they do. It's a different type of talent, but they do a really good job with it.
And then kind of on the flip side of that, could you see somebody who is maybe born and bred and very talented at the iRacing form of things, maybe converting them into a guy racing on the track as well?
There's definitely the possibility. You know, they got to get the experience of getting in a real car and feeling the weight distribution of it, you know, the motion. But yeah, you know, there's definitely an opportunity for guys. I mean, William Byron's one that has a lot of history with iRacing and more laps on a sim. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely an opportunity for people to start there and progress into a real car.
Before we get into the conversation about Phoenix Raceway and the FanShield 500 weekend coming up, you've got you got a baby on the way, man. Do you realize what you're in for?
Yeah, I'm getting old, I guess, huh? Yeah. I got a kid on the way. It's going to be fun, though. My wife's amazing. She's the love of my life, and she's created a baby boy there. Ace is his name, and we can't wait to have him come into this world, and he's already going to be spoiled, man. He's got more clothes than me.
Yes.
My point is this. Crasher and I have a six-year-old daughter, and I still can't get 7 or 8 hours of sleep. Bro, I don't know how you're going to do it on a Sunday afternoon with a 3- and 4-hour race. There might be time when you just need to pull over and take a nap.
Well, I got a ton of babysitters already lined up. My mom, her mom, my grandparents, everybody is just can't wait. So I think we'll be glad to have a lot of help.
Here are the best babysitters. Well, maybe not the first year, but starting in year two, when she turns one, the best babysitters will be Jimmy Johnson's kids, Clint Boyer's kids. Oh my gosh. That's where you're going to have probably the most memories right there.
There's a lot of kids in that motorhome lot. Jimmy is retiring though. So his girls, I don't know. He might be doing something different by that time, but we'll definitely have some fun in the motorhome lot with all the driver's kids and stuff. So yeah, it's going to take a while. He's just a little guy, but we'll see. Hopefully I'm just ready for him to be out. It's June 21st is the due date. So hopefully that doesn't fall when we're in Chicago and we're not racing that day.
Hey, we tried to pawn our daughter off to Tony Stewart about 5 years ago and he didn't want anything to do with
it. Yeah, that didn't work.
Do not let Tony Stewart babysit Ace.
Well, I mean, if I was your daughter and found out that you tried to pawn me off to Tony Stewart, I would be scared myself and mad at you.
Oh, that's where her temper tantrums come from.
Hey, you're being carted around by our good friends at Phoenix Raceway this afternoon and this evening. It's a race that we're looking so forward to, given the fact that still not a lot of time spent on this new configuration. Is it a track that you've grown to like, given the fact you haven't spent much time on it?
I enjoy it. I feel like the package this year, cutting more downforce off the car, is going to be a better thing for the racing. And heck, it's our championship race this year, so we got to really do a good job of feeling out what it's going to be like this first race. So when we come back, we put on a good show.
You know, it's true. The season second to last race last year, the November race at Phoenix, there were some fans complaining, "Oh gosh, is this what our finale is going to look like next year?" But you're right. The package is different. The downforce package is different. You guys are going to see what that's like coming up next week. if something is not to your liking, is this a place where you guys as drivers can run to NASCAR and say, hey, for our finale, we need to do A, B, and C?
There's definitely driver council meetings that'll be had, I'm sure, about this race, how it ends and how it goes. So NASCAR does a good job of updating if we need to fix something or make it better. And the new management NASCAR is doing a great job. I mean, you can see it, the fans are loving our races. The outcomes of the races are good. They're fun and enjoyable. Like Vegas was, I mean, it was an awesome race. And we just keep progressing and headed on this trend that we're on. It's going to be great for our sport.
Are you a fan of moving the championship race to different tracks, or would you like to see one certain track have it for 3 or 4 years?
I like it moving around. I think it's cool. It shows different disciplines of racing when you change the track up a little bit. Certain guys just do a better job at certain tracks. So it'll be good to see the differences if we do change it around.
Yeah, as much as we would love to keep it at Phoenix forever, it is interesting to see how so many other cities could host this. Heck, even Sonoma, if we really want to get honest, and how the different cities would treat you guys as your finale as well, just like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, I think it's cool. It's everybody doesn't always at first like change, but I think change is a good thing to show the diversity of the sport.
Yes.
And we'll keep adjusting it. But I think Phoenix will have it for a couple years here, and we'll enjoy that while it's a championship race. Plus, the weather is just epic out here during that time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah, does not suck.
All right, Austin, before you get the hell out of here, were you wearing a cup earlier today?
Oh, jeez.
What for? I wasn't catching.
Well, you never know, man. A little foul tip ball.
Kenny, he's good at what he does.
Come on, man. I was all set, though. I had the full gear on, cleats. I was hitting the ball well.
Yeah, man, your stroke is awesome. That's badass. Certainly.
All right, brother.
Thank you, man.
You guys have a good one. Thanks for having me on.